They gathered in 10,000 villages across 500 districts in nearly every state, calling for an end to child marriage in India.
Every girl has a right to live and grow. No one should force a girl to be a wife before her time.
While child marriage is officially illegal in India, nearly 1.5 million girls under the age of 18 get married in the country every year. Akash is 16 and fighting for her future.
My parents were making plans for my wedding, and the boy's family came to our house as well. But I told them I didn't want to get married so young and that I wanted to study instead.
Indian authorities say an average of 34 girls were kidnapped each day last year to be forced into marriage. The situation was made worse by the pandemic. The government's attempting to stop the practice. It's pushing legislation to raise the legal marriage age to 21.
It is the government's duty to ensure that young girls have a path of education over ahead of them, especially higher education and employment. So with the government not addressing that, you know, they have a slogan saying educate daughters and so on. But basically that is just a propaganda.
Nobel Peace Laureate Kailash Satyarthi launched a campaign to highlight the problem.
I always say that sustainable solutions to the problem is possible only when the victims, survivors, they take the lead.
Savitri Devi was married when she was only 8 years old.
I tell everyone that their kids should not make the same mistake I did by getting married when I was young. No matter if they get a job or not, people should educate their children.
Tens of thousands of women and girls have joined this campaign and sworn a vow to fight child marriage. Organizers say times have changed, and what they call a social evil must be stamped out. And with growing numbers of supporters like these, that message is becoming significantly louder. Alexandra Byers, Al Jazeera.